Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Jewel Pilgrim, MD.
Would you like to be smarter? More at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net.
It is important, if you haven't taken time to think about this, because so many people seem to be on their treadmill, they get up in the morning and they do what they need to do for themselves, their family, the children are off to school, everyone's off to work, and then if there's PTA meetings or classes or other things that you have to do, then there's getting a meal in there and then checking in to make sure everybody has what they need for the next day, the children, they have homework, et cetera, and then you know, maybe you have 5 or 10 minutes and then you're off to sleep and then it's the treadmill until the weekend. That truly is not the life that we were born to live. I'm very clear about that. And I am very clear that's why many people are having the diseases that they have, especially the chronic diseases, cancers, heart diseases, the autoimmune disorders. Definitely, you don't really like your body when you have to feel as though you're dragging it around because it has so many things it has to be involved in to allow you to keep up with your demands and commands, etc. And then when you're surrounded by supposedly all of these support institutions that are supposed to accommodate you and to help you be able to have a high quality life or morphing in the manner that they are, how do you feel about that? What are you doing about that, et cetera? Millions of children in the Catholic diocese have been in some way molested, and many of them have made it known. The lawsuits were suppressed in many ways internally in the structure, and this is part of what's coming out. So what are parents saying? And this is one of the things that we have to really begin to express, because you're a parent, you're devout to your religion, etc. You've sent your children there trusting that they would be safe and sustained in a wholesome way. You find out that that has not been the case in the very institution, that it's taken your time and your money. And in many cases, your heart has basically brought harm onto the things that you love. What do you do? What are you going to do? Because we know for a fact that not talking about it is definitely not going to help the tissues process this shock that has been brought to your attention. Perhaps many of the difficulties you may have had with your child and your child-rearing practices were invoked by this type of issue, but the child, him or herself, couldn't express it. Therefore, the true event as to why there may have been behavioral problems, learning problems, why there might have been just a shift, and you have a child that, you know, you're wondering why they're like they are, because no one in the family seems to have these kind of perceptions and behavior patterns, and now you find out 20, 25 years later that your child is traumatized, what do you do about this? And these are questions that we now have to look at and begin to discuss, because if you do not and you try to just suppress this, it is going to come out in your tissues. It's going to come out in your attitude and your behavior years from now. And so, therefore, thinking that you're moving forward, you're not. You're literally staying where you are, and if you attempt to go forward without really getting help, wanting to discuss this and be allowed to have a more helpful and a different perspective to see this through, you're not going to be progressing at all. You're right where you are, and you will stay there. And what's so uncomfortable is that when you think that you're moving forward and then you get snapped back like a rubber band, it's quite traumatic to correct 5, 10, 15 years from now.
Do you love what you hear on TJN? Visit thejewelnetwork.net and sign up for our new membership. For full access to our show archives in their entirety and more, visit www.thejewelnetwork.net. For science, that is fine. Thanks for listening.